You are considering opening your mind up, sharing it with an externalization of your own thoughts and needs. There's a common habit of addressing our desires, our fantasies, our thoughts and our plans to ourselves in the singular. This is no more natural or normal than any other way of doing things. How you order your own mind is your call. And it seems you've chosen to alter that a little. Allowing your mind to be a lair to a useful, helpful, symbiotic presence made from your own subconscious and ordinarily inaccessible thoughts is just as good, if not better, than any other way of being. So it begins. Picturing a form, sketching out in your mind who and what will inhabit along with you. When you have fetishes and fantasies and desires which pertain to this kind of wild, seductive, alluring presence, those will go into making it up, forming a basis for expansion and improvement of your mental companion. So we get an accurate image, then we'll make it clearer, more important, more weighty, more influential over your waiting mind. You begin by visualizing a form you probably had in mind before we began. It might only have existed as a glimmer in your subconscious, something running in parallel with all the other functional thoughts, but it was there somewhere. Let her move closer to the forefront of your mind, the echoing cave of your tranced consciousness, lit only dimly by your perceptions peering in the entrance, providing a clearer vision, growing more potent, something you want to inspect. You inch closer, letting yourself move further from the canny and rational world of waking, and into that verdant, dreamlike space, this lair of the mind that she is nestled in. You can step up and let yourself become more invested in the fantasy, the visualization, the imagination, the process of creating a mental companion from whole cloth, and realizing it as something imminent, interactive, necessary and nurturing, someone for you to adapt to, and adapt alongside. The creation of a partner in fantasy, an assistive sexual presence, but also a self-help element, a meditative counterpart, which reinforces required activities, useful habits, and positive, confident thinking. It's part of what she's there for. That's the goal. So with that goal in mind, interpret everything I describe and present in light of it. As this is fantasy, fetishes comprising alteration and exploration are important, even useful, here in the depths of your mind. And therefore they are accessible to this mental companion. Your fantasies and fetishes are visible to her and beneficial for her to know. As visible to her as they are to you. Her body may even change and become other than it normally is. But this is acceptable in a space of open, fertile imagination, like the one you occupy now and will return to in the future. By focusing on the externalization of specific, normally internal fantasies and imagined sensations, you bring her into being in your mind for your benefit. After all, you know that when you're deep and relaxed, you can visualize a sensation and you'll feel it play over your form. For example, the caress of delicate hands across your shoulders may play a part even in an ordinary fantasy, squeezing with a precise pressure that rapidly becomes pleasure in the wake of enjoying the contact, then reveling in its caring, informed nature. The fact she knows you completely is a turn-on and a comfort-inducing source of rapport. If she did rub your shoulders like that, you would then turn your mind more closely to her. The delicate feminine hands of your idealized mental companion, perhaps the palms are rough and scaled, a pleasant reminder that she is something otherworldly. Or perhaps they are supple, perfectly smooth, Only your mind can make little stylistic choices like that. I give you the container, the tools, the rules, the methods, and you fill in the blanks. Automatically. So automatically it'll seem I supplied them when I supplied her and the ideas about her. But really, it's your deep, wild, untamed subconscious projecting itself in her imagery, her iconography, the fantasies and memories she calls to the surface. You have images of her, and they become more powerful as you listen. And you will continue to listen, and she will continue to grow. And as she grows in significance within your consciousness, let yourself supply her with more and more of you to caress and learn about. If she were gently massaging away outside concerns, outside troubles, turn your mind more closely to her in reaction. Let the delicate feminine hands of your idealized mental companion knead your tense or sore muscles, rubbing away everything except your ability to become more blissful, capable, soothed, and placid. Indeed, the more she massages your body and carries away stresses and confusions from the outer world, the more you turn inward, focusing, becoming open and accessible to the instructions I will share, the guidance I will provide, and her formative catalyst in your mind, gradually becoming more potent, more influential. Indeed, all the particular details of your mental companion come from you, from inside, and so they're private, and you're free to explore them meticulously. If this were a session where I needed to provide the specific fetishes and inclinations of your companion, you might be insecure about them or experience embarrassment, but instead, you have the freedom, at this time, to let those things be distant and impossible. Right now, there is only pleasure, the enjoyment of the moment. It's euphoria shared with an internal presence that is you, and those gentle feminine hands rubbing now down your back, her breath in your ear, her chest pressing against the nape of your neck as she stands, and you rest back against her. Let this be your first real sense of closeness with a form you will now build, an intimacy with the part of your mind normally buried, but presently given voice and consideration, a part that was already very influential, but is now even more so. The subconscious sexual yearning and desire for a helpful support structure, given voice and thoughts. And since this is happening between you and the mental companion you are forming in your own mind, giving instructions and capabilities to, it simply falls to me to hand you the tools and a framework for how to use them going forward. These tools include some familiar ones, of course, reminders of what your mind is capable of when it comes to the deep, abiding pleasures of relaxation and meditation. But unfamiliar and exciting tools exist here too, and we're going to deploy those to aid the intensity and reality of your mental companion. For example, the act of envisioning her entire body, knowing it, and knowing certain details about it, which remain constant even if you fantasize about her changing forms. For an example of a constant detail, her eyes. A lot of those shapeshifter legends which may have influenced the part of you that finds that idea kind of hot, well, a lot of them include the aspect of one part of the shifter remaining unchanged, the ability to recognize one by its eyes, perhaps, even if it did change. Of course, the characters in those stories were often malevolent. And she's anything but. She's here to help. Here to assist. Caring, loving, your interests are hers. This is a happy story. For you and for your mind. The details will be your own, written by you, for you, subconsciously without even knowing you're doing it, and incorporating this new mental assistant, this companionable externalization, this new form she has, that becomes clearer moment by moment. I will present the right methods to think about her, to give her form and significance and detailed habits, to give you a place inside your head to reify her, imbue her with personality and desires, taking that which you would once let sit idle in your mind, and giving it more, making it more. In the future, we'll evaluate some specific baseline behaviors that you and this mental companion might incorporate or engage in. But in the now, simply envision her. I will provide scenarios and circumstances, and some procedures and mental tools, and you will do the building. So, those private fantasies I mentioned, those lingering desires, those traces of thoughts throughout the day that might be useful for her to know. She will know all of them. A shifting movement on the edge of vision that moves closer, gathers form, changes as you consciously or subconsciously wish it, broods over your shoulders, enfolds you in warm and powerful muscles, and leans close to breathe heat in your ear while her nails gently brush your back, and then her palms delicately rub away all tension or distress, carrying the scent of spices and the feel of heat, leaving only room for you and she in this warm place of escape and exploration. And that's how the process begins, with you already deep, already feeling feminine hands rubbing the tension out of you, pushing you to a place further into trance than you've been before, deeper and deeper down, taking you somewhere you wanted to go anyway, somewhere you wouldn't reach alone but can enjoy now that you are here. And that's part of the function of your mental companion, the assistant we are explaining into your mind, summoning into your periphery. She helps you trance. After all, the better you get it going deep, the better the hallucinatory pleasures associated with envisioning the nerve endings of your arms and shoulders, legs, feet, ankles, thighs, those muscles being kneaded and rubbed. The better that feeling will become, the better you get at visualizing and going deep, and thus the more potent her massage, the more liberating her attentions. The more skilled you are at internalizing the subconscious activation of pleasure sensors in your body, the better your skin will feel when hers touches it during intimate contact and envisioning this kind of delicate massage. And on and on and on. So every time you get better at feeling deep, you get better at feeling her. Feeling her near, feeling her caress. To begin constructing the mental companion who will shift and sink and coil her way through your consciousness, leaning near or watching from afar, searing your being with a sensual yellow glare you would recognize regardless of its container. We should first devise a mental place which is helpful to that effort. Not that much effort is required, considering she is a definite part of you, a definite manifestation of your subconscious, taking you deeper than you would go otherwise. So, in sinking deeply, you must already have set aside a place untroubled by the weary obligations of the outer world. So look inward to that place. Well, you're looking inward simply by listening, sure. And right now, in this trance, it's I who provides context and content, instructions, and some useful thoughts to think in order to get where you want to go. This allows you to set aside those outside concerns, even the concern of spawning new thoughts to entertain your mind. I'll do all of that for you, even if all I'm doing is calling fantasies to the forefront with the right tone and the right framework, and then breathing life into them with the assistance of your waiting, enthusiastic subconscious. Speaking of breathing, it is helpful to breathe deeply at times like this. But also speaking of breathing, let us take that draconic motif a step further. When you go to a certain place, set aside for you and she, you will let her fill the role I am filling right now. Let your mental companion provide context and content and titillating fantasy for you. Envision her breathing deeply as well. You needn't visualize all of your mental companion, but see enough of her current form to see pale, supple flesh rising and falling, to see her breathing. You can expand the details later when your mind is in a more hospitable place even than it is now, for when it is in her embrace. Just let her chest rising and falling be all that fills your vision. Perhaps the feeling of weight in your lap, as she has approached you from the front, pushed her chest against your face, your upper body, while her arms wrap over your shoulders, reach lower, rub and massage all the tension out of your form. This is the appropriate way to see your mental companion, supportive but also sensual, and slightly different from your normal trains of thought, distinct in that her origin is your subconscious desire. You're not simply calling forth your deep-seated fantasies and your interest in a transformative, shifting lover. You're doing more than that. A supportive mental companion formed from the power and potential you add to that form. You are shaping it out of the ether, making it real for you. In the same way any deep hypnotic fantasy can have its hallucinatory play across your imagination and into your conscious and subconscious mind. That's normal. That's something you desire. Speaking of play, an appropriate space to play in would serve you and your new companion well, but not a dull, sterile, unimaginative blank space. That wouldn't be appropriate for her. You need something more. Feel her hands now ceasing their gradual kneading massage of your shoulders and upper back. They slide down your shoulders, onto your arms, moving out to the sides, and you feel her delicate, strong, warm hands. For of course a dragon would always be warm to the touch, regardless of shape. She finds your elbows, then your wrists. Now her hands are on yours, and she clasps them together. Feel the sensation of her fingers intertwining with yours, locking together. Her hot palms against yours, the fever and fire in her, the passion, motivation, sensual, horny desire, all of it echoing back into you as you take a better look at her, as you notice the potential for change, and also the things you know will stay the same. As an externalization of your subconscious thoughts and a part of you that is associated with change. Of course, she could change her forms however she wanted, but most comfortable and powerful in your perceptions will be those forms which are familiar. Accordingly, maybe she'd choose just two. There may be variants within them, but begin by visualizing the shape which is most familiar, a human-like form. Simple human hands, face, hair, features, breasts, curves, all of her covered in her gorgeous flesh. See her just as you've imagined her, perhaps high-cheekboned, perhaps slightly muscled, perhaps slight and delicate and small. Features which fill your mind. Perfect. Precisely filling in what you already knew you wanted before you began. And you see that form, with its yellow, slit-pupiled eyes, a dragon's glare that you will always remember. Her hands, firm, supple, her entire body, perfect flesh. And then visualize also the second form that she might change to, which is a little closer to her draconic nature. The idea of the dragon, the shape-shifting, the mysticism associated therein, all of it is tied up in her and in the gaze she has and fixes you with. But see also Wings with supple, smooth tissue, wings folding out from her back, unfurling. Imagine yourself seeing them as a shadow in candlelight on a wall, seeing a lashing tail descend from just above her tailbone, long and prehensile under her control. See her hands become very lightly scaled with a smooth, different texture on the inside. See her inner thighs likewise, scaling, lizard-like, draconic. Her entire body just a little warmer when she's in that form. Sexy in its own right, but speaking of something wild and different, and the same yellow eyes staring as you stare at her. Her breasts no less wonderful, her body no less up to your standards, but now seeming stronger, hybridized, perhaps wilder. That draconic nature creeping in, as if the heat and her preference for same and the wings and the way they might enfold you, and the yellow eyes were not enough to tell you. Dragon lairing in your mind, helping you, enjoying you as you will enjoy her. Sexy and hot, her breath so warm it makes steam in the air, when she's like that, when she's in that form. A perfect metaphor for the wild, untamed, but still on your side, forces of the subconscious. You seldom really get in touch with those deep, motivated feelings, with that deep arousal from within your mind. They normally arise naturally out of your deeper mind, places you don't touch or interact with directly, but instead feel indirectly, because interacting directly while you were awake was impossible, until she came along. When she's externalized like this, it becomes possible to interact with that part of your mind that is deep and subconscious, because it is still acting independently from your conscious mind, but now it has that beautiful feminine container shifting between those two forms, and its own motivations, which are the same as yours. You know that she could change other things about herself. Hair length, hair color, her chest, the particular cant of her curves, the particular color of her lips. Anything like that could be changed if she wanted it to, and when you glance at her, just like the wild, ever-changing subconscious, she may have shifted some small detail, just to keep it interesting. But to help you learn her and about her, those forms are the most common ones, and the eyes are always recognizable. Because she is on your side, cooperative, helpful, but hot and sensual and ever-shifting, the subconscious mind, particularly the part containing your fetishes and fantasies, which of course means she's turned on all the time. You feel as much pulsing lust through her hands, where they are locked with yours, as you could possibly imagine, and you may already have certain things about her in mind, but save them, because now she's leading you, her hands on yours, and your eyes see hers, yellow, slit-pupiled, gazing into you, a hint of a red glow, a baleful gaze, a dragon's stare, but set in warm eyes creased at the corners with laugh lines, indications of good nature, thick eyelids, long, luxurious lashes, her dark hair falling around her face, framing it. You see little details you know will be constant because you like them, and she wants to do what you like. But you know these are just details of one particular shape, and the more you think about them, the more you get drawn into her world. There is a blank, beautiful space in your mind which you should fill in with a place just for the two of you. While I will describe its general shape, you will take my description and add to it, perhaps with what books you and she would read on shelves carved of stone into the cave wall, perhaps a modification of the bed, the scenery. Maybe you'll add a stream running through or a hot spring. What am I describing? Why, her lair in a forest in your mind, of course. The conceptual framework we're going to build, a cave, a lair, for your desires. Then we fill it up with personality. It works best if everything about your visualization and your hypnotic maintenance of this mental construct is in line with her theme. This is a dragon. shape-shifting, feminine-formed, but you feel how she's larger than you in her own way, even if her frame is small, how her wings might wrap around you and form a warm cocoon for the two of you, multiple-formed, but essentially draconic, and therefore the classical images associated with a dragon are best. But before we proceed to where she lives, and speaking of images, there is more than one type of dragon you might have in mind. There's the Western image, which tends to be larger and more imposing in width. And then there's the very long, winding, almost serpentine dragons from Chinese mythology, which nonetheless are creatures of fire and warmth, breathing smoke or steam, imbued with mystical potential, restive, but in many cases benevolent. And you think she may be inclined more toward the latter. Perhaps part of it is the tattoos. Yes, notice on her form, only visible if she wants you to see them, but always there. Lines, symbols, winding, appropriate, mystic, running up her arms, down her legs, outlined in red and gold, glowing now and then, her body seeming to fit in with them just right, just as the dark, brooding wings seem to have similar, glowing, perfect sigils running across them, her whole form done up in runes and beautiful to behold, a work of art. So knowing that, maybe that imagery will cover the place. Maybe there will be jade. Maybe there will be precious urns on stone plinths throughout the cave. Yes, a luxurious place. Smooth slate walls. No rough cave work. Elegant floors with carvings and etchings into marble tile. Floors thrown about with soft, silky furs, but also with huge ornate braid rugs, a four-poster bed perhaps with hanging silks. The particular desire and details are between you and she, but even now it forms in your mind. Turn your contemplation to the feminine force of nature you are inviting to be the personification of things you already want, already think, already feel, and already need. She is within your mind at this moment, making herself comfortable. This exercise is just about making her space more hospitable, so you can intensify this lustful fantasy partner and her interactions with your waiting mind. And thus we devise a lair. I provide suggestions, and you will take or leave each of them as I present it, because only your subconscious and she know if one of my suggestions is the right one. Creating part of the complete picture of her living space, built in your mind. And you know this is a place in which she will recede and reside, always comfortable for you, since this is your mind after all. But nonetheless, this lair of the mind, when you visit it in fantasy or trance, will be hot and sultry at all times, just like her, a lair of smokes, strange mist, of the kind of beautiful mystique you were looking for. A forest cave settled on a mountain covered in trees. She can externalize, sure, but this is where she goes back to. By adding an element of helpful, loyal, supportive function to her, the normally subconscious thought process takes up residence in this lair of the mind. She becomes external, touchable, someone to interact with. A mental projection of things you want and need and crave anyway. And so we have this lair. A space inside your mind which is open to you and her, which contains things you know she would want and enjoy, to appropriately frame what might happen there. Let some of your likes and dislikes leak over into her, build themselves into her nature, so you will see elements of your own style, personality, interests, in her actions and her living space. There will come times when you are busy and engaged with the outside world, and that's when she'll return here. But if you know your visualization of this place completely, it'll be easy for you to see her, resting, teasing, taunting, drawing you in her good-natured, loyal way. Her, lying there, in this place. This is where she'll come to rest, and nap, and plan. Since your fetishes and fantasies will all funnel through here, perceptible and known to her, imagine her lying back in whatever bed you've picked out. Since you are, in a sense, furnishing your own mind, it'll be easy. Her lying there, head back on a luxurious pillow, watching the steam and smoke of her lair. And it coalesces into images of your fantasies, images picked by her, thoughts and desires that set you, wondering what you'll do with her next. But you know she'll wait, loyal and patient, for you to come back. The deeper parts of your mind open. Since we're externalizing a personality and various traits for a part of you that already existed, much of the groundwork has been done for us. We're taking the formless, roiling potential of your waiting subconscious and giving that part of your mind specific metaphorical shapes, her in feminine form, so that she can play a part that your conscious mind can understand. And one part of it is that we will shape and alter your mind so it can move and act and interact independently and powerfully with your body. And that all begins with where that mind will rest when things are quiet, here in the depths of her lair. Your mind opens up to the idea that she can see your fetishes, your desires, your inclinations passing before your eyes and making her want them. Yes, she grows aroused when you do, and she also adopts those inclinations you already had brewing, fetishes and fantasies. She enjoys her transformations and her potential, and uses them to play a part in stories and imagined scenarios in your head, and over your body. It all always begins there, in your mind, that place of resting fantasy, that lair for your draconic mental companion, which builds up and adapts itself to her even better as time goes by. Whenever you go deep and learn new hypnotic interests and inclinations, when you discover new things about yourself, adopt and absorb new skills, or find it in yourself to give her a new mission, capability, personality trait, objective, it always begins with you entering, changing, augmenting that lair in your mind. Since the beginning is your mind, a mental connection, your eyes and hers are connected as well. After all, they are arguably her most striking feature. Your attachment to and interaction with her is entirely capable of happening from another perspective as well. Envision seeing yourself through her eyes, tinged with all the lust and keen vision she's capable of as a part of you that is elevated and above the fray, separate and subconscious. Imagine her sitting in your lap, staring into your eyes. Your own eyes go unfocused, and you feel yourself flow back up the feedback loop between you and she. See yourself out of her eyes. See yourself in the best, most confidence-enhancing light, which makes you feel more completely yourself, more able to progress in your life. Seeing yourself through someone else's eyes, and seeing yourself very positively, is holistically good for you. See stone in that lair, and the mist of heat. Human comforts amid the wild, powerful, steamy inclinations of a draconic companion who is nurturing despite her strength, certain despite the wild and changing nature of her form, aroused and interested in you despite how potent and chaotic the miasma of deep, subconscious thoughts can be, and always recognizable by those eyes, which even now you can see glowing red and yellow, slit-pupiled, staring into your own and evoking trembles in your being as she makes a shape known. And you will adopt that shape and incorporate the needs of your libido and body into it, as well as your need for growth, refinement, and self-improvement. To make it more satisfying, we will also assign needs and inclinations to her, giving her motivations you can satiate, likes and desires which are also a part of you, and therefore understandable to your mind. We will progress to this now, and you will know, as we envision, what she might look like, how she might feel, and what will set her apart as uniquely yours. Of course, some secrets will be known only to you and her, but I can provide the tools and the roadmap, which you can then augment so your mental companion will follow and assist you throughout your days. So, when you recede to a place to improve and commune with the mental companion that is the draconic feminine denizen of your mind, it is always to a warm place, cool and aesthetically pleasing, comfortable and shared between you in your drifting semi-conscious trance. And this materialization of your subconscious needs and desires gives a feminine shape and the power to change and motivate. Laying there in that warm space, all outside interference is impossible. Who would dare enter that lair, knowing its inhabitant? Indeed, who could except you, knowing it is part of your mind? Thus you are free. There is more to this mental landscape than your nourishing, warming, shared space, though. There are places outside through which you could tread, usefully, with your mental companion alongside you. I did say it was a forested mountain space, quite beautiful, the perfect way to conceptualize your mind, dark and wonderful, but also with familiar areas like this one. But the first requirement before you can explore is to fully implement her form, make it part of your thought patterns. Make her who and what you see when you fill someone into your fantasies, when you have a mental companion take a role, making everything more titillating. Begin with the features of her form we've already laid down, that elegant feminine touch on your shoulders, speaking of power and of her looming over you. Perhaps the feeling of warm wings folding down around the two of you, creating a private space to grow from. Add to this the eyes, yellow but glowing also with red light from within, slit-pupiled, gazing hypnotically into your own, so that when you close your eyes, you still see her gaze. Still feel her flesh. Still hear her breathing and feel hot, echoing sighs moving down the back of your neck. How hot she is in every way, how heated her gaze, and her breathing, and the space between her legs and the pointed nipples, accompanied by faintly glowing scales one moment, pale supple skin the next. Build from there. Let your eyes go unfocused, even your mind's eye following suit. This results in the fuzzy impression of the feminine form. You needn't zoom in on any detail at this moment. Envision a container made of the potential energy born in your subconscious and expanded to fill all other space in your vision, for now, so your vision doesn't just encompass her eyes, but increasingly more of her face, understanding that what you see of her right now is just a momentary impression. She could shift to her other form as she and you please, and she would oblige any alteration you wanted to impose. You can actually learn a lesson from her. All forms are transitory. The constant is change, except the fundamental core of someone's being. In her case, that is her connection to you. Her constant connection, primarily visible through those glowing eyes, which filled your consciousness and are now appropriately set amid her features. No doubt you have thoughts about her in mind. You prepared them before you began listening. Thoughts like a name, maybe, or a general appearance. Beauty marks, birthmarks, the particular appearance of her tattoos, the color of lips or of eyes or of hair. All can be modified at later times, but they all exist, in some state or another, right now, surrounding and framing and rounding out the unfocused container for your draconic companion. And let it be more than just that. Let it include her torso and her chest, her arms, her legs, those delicate features from before, the span of wings she can conveniently fold down like a cloak around her, or around both of you. See the form. Let it come together. Know that this is just one shape, and that she can ditch or resume any facet of it as she and you desire. Open your mind to understand how inevitable it is that you will see her just as she is. Wings, lashing tail. Between the two of you, you know she will be beautiful and useful and enthusiastic and so much more. But for her, as an externalization of the roiling unknowables of your subconscious, shape can change. Eyes will not change. And the way she feels about and interacts with you is also constant. That is the container, that form you have already visualized, which draws its elements from your experiences and fantasies, from those figures you find alluring and attractive, culling those features best used to construct your ideal mental companion, and overlaying them. Let yourself lock her appearance in, since more will come of this later, and the more closely you examine her traits, the more you impose them again and again. Every aspect of her is coming from you, after all. So you build her nature out of parts of yourself. The more you think about her, the more you have all the information needed. See her, name her, feel her, envision her skin against your own. And there, in that lair of the mind, relax with her. Her form cuddled up alongside you, chest pressed against you. One of her legs slung over you, one under you, rubbing against your side and moving her hips, the feel of one wing under you forming a warm, luxurious surface to recline on, and another over top of you closing downward to complete the special embrace only she can deliver, a private world for the two of you. This intimate contact builds the links in your brain even better, so you have more hypnotic tools to imbue her with the life of your subconscious mind, and the potential to titillate and fulfill your fantasies. You've spent some time thinking about her, so now begin at the top and work your way down. See her hair, her eyes, those familiar eyes which you will always know her by. See whether she has wings or tail, or some other draconic feature like scaled arms and unnaturally flexible and lithe movements. See everything about it. Now, of course, she is born from the chaotic, unformed subconscious desires that you have allowed to become part of her, and therefore her body can be whatever fits the fantasy, whatever suits the desire, and the indulgence, and the sexual or supportive needs of a given moment. No doubt, however, now that you've turned your mind to the particular container to be filled, you will remember those two idealized forms that were simple for her to have, a humanoid and a half-dragon form. Think of them, this mental projection, fix on a few familiar forms which your companion, that is to say you, can enjoy. These forms may become fixed images which she can wear, but the useful supportive underpinning, that lustful mental companion, remains a constant alongside the eyes. She, as she is, comes from your subconscious and assists you as best she can. So there you are, wrapped up in her, and you see her rise as your wave of aware manifestation flows from the top of her head to the tips of her toes. You follow her. She gets up from where she's been snuggling against you. She treads out of the cave mouth, out of that lair, and you see lush, verdant greenery outside, a long path which you observe loops through a land wild and untamed. You stay on the path, of course, and follow. Slowly rising at first, then one foot in front of the other. And now she follows you. You know she's following because now and then you see rustling in the underbrush and see her beautiful eyes looking out at you, And so you tread forward, safe and comfortable. When you must leave the safety and privacy of your own comfortable places, this is how it is. You walking along the path through your life with her watching you. Just because she is receded into this mental space doesn't make her absent. She is always present, and you will always be aware of her, supportive and confident, cheering you on from the periphery. And likewise, since she is a supportive externalization you have described to your own mind, made a container for, even named, she will be completely understanding about the need to keep herself out of the way sometimes, such as when you are addressing the requirements of the weary world outside, though she will be in the periphery, tempting. Imagine it, those wings folded down around her form like a cloak, and you see her from the corner of your eye, or behind your eyes when you close them during a break and relax. And she slowly unfurls her wings, revealing the nude perfection beneath, her form calculated to turn you on. And then, since you have other things you must do, she will fade back into the lair, and leave you to address the day with the titillating memory of her appearance at the forefront of your fantasizing mind. As I said, she is also supportive, helpful, and usefully there for you. When you finish your day, and you lay down, let yourself envision her hands running all over your body, abolishing and removing stress. She could equally serve to remind you of some objective, or to encourage you when something needs doing, to help you keep up with your to-do list and become more confident and sure of yourself. Envision communicating with her internally. Your words echo in your mind, and then you hear her voice. Yes, you probably thought of it already, but her alluring, whispering voice. Perhaps it echoes too, or perhaps it's right there next to you, the voice of your own thoughts. Subconsciously, your mind is making choices to determine all facets of her, such as her voice and how it sounds, fixing these ideas in place and handing your mental companion the tools to improve herself and become more potently a part of your inner life. Her voice is available and encouraging, and you know this is just the beginning. When you return here, you'll see her out of the corner of your eye when you go deep, just like you will during her days, or right next to you, or you'll insert her into your fantasies. You will reinforce a return here to this deep place where your mental companion can be elaborated and externalized. Every time you listen to these words, or any words like them, you add potency to the tools used to create and empower her. She becomes a manifestation not just of your desire for a transformative play partner to fill in your fantasy, but also of your desire to improve your capacity to go deep and spin stories for your mind in communion with my words. Many things that have happened in your mind up till now are known only to you and she. I have no ability to see what fantasies and inclinations, what forms and capabilities have grown out of that mental lair, and the imposition of her as your wonderful fantasy enhancement to your normal arousal and day-to-day functioning. She goes stronger with time and listening, and that growth and strength turns into more enjoyment for you. So when you proceed through the day, it is as if you must journey into the path beyond her cave, proceeding through your tasks, and she will remain in the periphery, in the brush off the path. But whenever you see verdant plants or flowing water around you in the day, you'll think of the hot spring, the stream near her cave lair, or the trees in the forest outside it. When you settle down into bed at the end of the day and wrap blankets around you, your eyes may unfocus as something like a powerful trance descends, and no longer are you wrapped in any mundane substance, but in the beautiful, smooth, cradling warmth of draconic wings, clutching you near, the nipping of her mouth at the nape of your neck, the feeling of her simply cuddling as close as possible. And in that moment, if an arousing fantasy resonates through your brain, it will wash through hers as well. When you're turned on, so is she. She's part of the feedback loop of your horny desire. When you're stressed, she is too, and thus she will do things to relieve your discomfort, to make you less stressed and remind you of what you must get done before you relax with her. In clearing your schedule, you make time to trance, to visit with her, to let her enter your fantasies, and for you to feel her in detail. Much of this is private, and because it is, it can be stronger and more interesting to you. Since I needn't mention your specific desires, you can fill them in. They can be between you and the mental companion you have constructed and will enjoy, and who will enjoy interacting with you in all of the pleasurable ways you come up with, consciously or subconsciously. There are specifics which can be helpful, and perhaps at a later time we will train you in these as well, supportive, sexual, or interactive mechanisms akin to those used in ordinary trance, which can be used by you and your draconic companion. But all you really need is the lair, the form, the knowledge that her shape is unfixed, the knowledge of her preferred shapes, the image of the tattoos, the wings, and always the sensual, sharing consumption of her eyes, which you can see through as well, encouraging you onward, her warm flesh inviting you, whatever shape it is in, her supportive, loyal assistance egging you on into greater free time, so the two of you can build her manifestation of your resting subconscious into an ongoing system of sexy support and ever-changing forms and uses. For her. And for you.